But I've been running around here, I'm all out of breath. And I'm very excited about having, you've all heard about the picture. Perhaps one of the biggest, certainly the most expensive thing she's ever done in her career, I would think. I hate to call her an institution because it makes her sound like she belongs on the side of Mount Rushmore, which is hardly true. But certainly a very, very warm and talented person who came to Dayton to see us, and you have to know how flattered I am that that would happen. I've had an opportunity to chat with her now for about 30 minutes, and I find her to be everything that everybody expects her to be: warm, talented, and very funny. Here's the woman herself, ladies and gentlemen, Lucille Ball. I wanted, if I could sing, the first song I would sing would be, "You Coax the Blues." That has got to be a moment in American musical comedy. The moment.
Thanks to Jerry Herman. Yeah. I love that song. But I didn't have to sing it. It was sung to me.
Yeah.
I felt like crying. I did. It made me cry every time they rehearsed it.
And then when you, Preston takes your arm and the two of you are, boy, I tell you.
Margaret Butler.
That was a proud lady, Mame. Happy, too.
Yes. Yes, I'm proud of the picture. The whole thing worked out real well, and I hope that the ladies, because we made it for them, I hope the ladies think so. I think it's about time. They deserve it. I think it's been too many years where they haven't had Rhett Butler and hopes and plans and opulence and pretty clothes and, and all the things that Beauregard gave Mame, besides the child and... Hey, how about that kid? Kirby Furlong. You ready for that name? Kirby Furlong.
You made it for the women because everything else in pictures, women are either crying or having abortions.
Or disgraced or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a woman's picture, and I made it for that reason.
Are you enjoying the road now?
Yes.
I'm afraid, you know, you're kind of hard to interview because there's nothing I can ask you that you haven't been asked before.
That doesn't make me hard to interview.
Well, I'm...
They're not going to find it hard. If you're having trouble, turn it over to them.
Anybody out there? You want to yell one out there? What did you, this woman, you asked something?
I said that I had seen her film clip.
Oh, you saw the film clip and you liked it, huh?
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
It is. It's a terrific. We've got it, too. I don't have a mic for you, so we'll get down to you there in just a second. You're kind of a Midwest type anyway, even though you were raised in Jamestown. You never really fit in Hollywood anyway.
I agree. I agree. I'm a farmer, and I have a slightly green thumb, and I like my backyard, and I love Jamestown and New England, per se. And my heart's really back here.
The picture cost almost $10 million.
I don't know how much it cost, and I don't care. Just so it's good.
Yeah.
And it is.
I want to show them the film. Can we do that right now? With the lights are down in the studio. We were just talking about the title song. Robert Preston and Lucille Ball from the movie Mame. Pat, would you roll it? Watch this. You're going to love it.
To maim the huntress.
To maim the huntress.
To maim the huntress. Most amazing feat I ever saw.
Mother Burnside, I like her just as much as you do.
But does she really belong down here?
Listen, everybody. Friends, please, everybody, listen. On this plantation, in this county, in the whole blame state, this This morning will go down in history as the day this lovely lady has restored elegance and humanity to the gentlemanly sport of the hunt. And you know why, Mame? Because you done more for the South than anybody since Robert E. Lee.
You coax the blues right out of the home. Mame, you charm the husk right off of the corn. Banjo strum and Duncan on a tune to beat the band. The whole plantation's hungry since you brought Dixie back to Dixieland. You made the cotton easy to pick. You give my only tulip a kick. You never had a sweeter peach. You make the old magnolia tree buzz. You make camellias bloom in the mud. You make the bougainvillea turn purple at the mention of your name.
That was not a studio thing, was it?
We built the mansion at the Disney Ranch and did the whole thing outside and waited months for the grass to get green and the trees to blossom and everything.
Hmm. I can't imagine the look on... I don't know who bankrolled this thing.
Warners.
How they must... When you broke your leg...
They waited a year and a half.
Can you imagine the guy getting to call it? I mean, that's a movie in itself. Well, I'm sorry, we're here at Aspen Hospital. And where did it happen? At Vail or East?
Snowmass, Aspen. Snowmass at Aspen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was all over, but they waited.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you some tired questions here and we'll get them over with.
Tired?
Yeah, tired to you. I imagine they're tired.
Don't be too sure.
Okay. Here you are, the most successful, probably the most... single most successful female show business personality alive today.
That's a big order. Not entirely true, but go ahead.
And you rolling the dice in a business that is, you know, Dolly, I understand Dolly lost money.
I don't think so. I think it maybe cost too much money, but I don't think it'll lose a lot of money. But what about it?
Well, so who needs this?
I mean, I do.
Do you care? You know...
The women do. What I said before I meant. I made it for the ladies. I think the ladies need it. I think they should be a little tired of some of the things that are in the theaters today. And I think that they deserve this. And Gatsby and some of the things that are coming back.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not quarreling with the art input. And obviously, you've done a... You must be very proud of what you've done.
I am.
And the film has been favorably reviewed.
Yeah.
Although, like in every other business, you know, you're going to take a few hits. Does that bother you?
Yeah, I'm very vulnerable, but you have to learn to to weigh it, and so far the good ones have outweighed the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they take a few little shots at me now and then, but...
So, okay, a lot of women are going to go to this movie, they're going to say, they're really going to project right up there on that screen.
I hope so.
Yeah. Do you care, though, if it makes money?
Well, yes, because that makes the studio happy, you know, and that makes...
And you are a businesswoman.
Well, it's not my studio, so I'm not concerned that way, but certainly you want to be in a success.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be in a flop. I'm delighted with the way it's gotten off the ground. It's sailing.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm delighted. It's really wow at Radio City Music Hall, and I think that's a great barometer for business, for all of you.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I think there was some kind of record set in New York.
Yes.
Mm.
That makes me very happy.
Do you... Isn't there a large part of you that wants to go back to California and sit out on your patio with your orange juice and...
No.
Get away from the Waldorf Towers?
No. This is not that, you know, not such a terrible trip. It's a fun trip. We started in New York, and then we had about a week in New York, about a week in Chicago, and we're here for you, and then we're going to Atlanta for the Hunt, the Fox Hunt.
H-U-N-T, Hunt.
Yeah, the Hunt. And a Fox Hunt brunch that's really rather special at Talmadge's Plantation and in Lovejoy, Georgia. Mm. And I'm looking forward to that. And everyone's going to dress for the hunt and everything. And we're kind of playing charades all around. I'm as myself on your show, but on some of the shows I've been with a dark wig or the other wigs. I wear about seven in Maine. And I've sort of been playing charades in areas where they wanted me to look like Maine. We had a big Maine party in Chicago that was a gas. We had a speakeasy party, and it was just wonderful. Mayor Daley came. He asked to come, and I met Mrs. Daley. Fell in love with both of them. He's been the mayor for about 100 years, hasn't he?
Yeah, pretty close.
Can't remember any other mayor in Chicago.
Well, you have a special thing, I think, going in the Midwest.
I hope so, because that's what I'm aiming for.
Well, you know, you just when you examine the what surrounded you, the environment that most people remember you in was certainly on the series. And in I Love Lucy, you were hardly upper class.
No, very middle class.
What are you doing?
I have an infection. I have. Someone sent me some beautiful roses, and there's a thorn been in there for 3 days, and we're going directly to a hospital when we leave here, and you're going to operate.
Okay.
I just noticed that it's popping out. Maybe
okay.
We won't have to go.
Wait a minute.
I got
just...
a good light.
Let me just get a couple one-liners in here because we have to break
okay,
this up.
Okay, Phil.
The series is canceled, right? Canceled, but you're discontinued. I'm sorry.
In my whole life, I have never been canceled.
I know.
And I haven't even been discontinued. Now, aren't you ashamed?
Mr. Smooth.
Oh, boy. No, we've, shall we say, laid it aside temporarily. And going to do some specials, going to go someplace, do something a little different. Hopefully, it'll be worth being called a special.
Yeah.
And if not, so what? Sticking my neck out again, which doesn't bother me. It's kind of fun. I like challenges. And I also would like to fatten Gleason up. Can you help me?
Oh.
I'm going to feed him intravenously if he keeps on losing weight. Because I want him to play Diamond Jim.
Okay.
I have a fine script, and we're ready to go. So we're trying to get him fattened up.
Well, you're just...
Well, I have plans, and this is the first time I've had a chance to, get things a little different now. I don't want to lose Gail Gordon, though. I'm madly in love with Gail Gordon, and everything that I do, I want Gail Gordon around. I'm losing my daughter for 6 months. She's on the road with a national company named Seesaw, and Desi's out with Bus Stop or something coming into this area.
Yeah, he's going to do Kenley, as I understand.
Yeah.
Is he going to get back with Liza?
No, I'd like to get back with Liza. I love Liza. I miss Liza very much, but I don't think Desi will get back with Liza. I miss Liza, though.
Mm-hmm.
Liza, I knew before my own children. And she was my first baby. I love Liza.
So you enjoyed
their
company?
I was delighted when they were happy.
But it doesn't look like it's going to be anything permanent.
You cannot domesticate Liza. Liza's a very special person.
Mm-hmm.
And she cannot be tamed.
We're with Maine on film and live in our studio with Lucille Ball, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Nope.
We're so glad you're back.
You had a question.
Yes, Lucy, when you first came to Hollywood, did you have any idea that you were going to be like the queen of comedy?
Certainly
or did you
not.
Just mostly want to just do acting?
I just wanted to be part of the business.
And I have another question. Also, when you first started out and you went into comedy, more or less like family situation comedies.
That was in
did
television.
Did you really appreciate, or not appreciate, but did you like that more than just the other kind of acting?
I chose it. Purposely. When I went into television, I had to make up my mind of what I wanted to do. The writers had to know which way to go. So I really had to sit down for two or three weeks after some of the scripts had come in, and they were all wrong. They just weren't gelling. And I had to think, now, during my years in television, which had then been about 10 or 12, what things did I like to do? What had I done that I enjoyed? And I found, much to my amazement, that there were just little pieces in certain films. And they all added up as domestic situation comedy. Just little pieces from films. And I thought, that's what I want to do.
Do you find that more satisfying, right?
More satisfying.
More
satisfying. I mean, in your career, or do you like what you're...
I liked being typed, and that's the way I wanted to be typed. Middle class, housewife,
so it
domestic.
Wasn't just a coincidence. You actually wanted it that way.
We chose it.
Okay, thank you.
That kid knew what she wanted to ask, didn't she? Why, are you thinking of doing it?
No, I couldn't do it.
How do you stay so thin? And your body is the body of a 20-year-old, and your legs are beautiful.
Well, I'm 20 years younger mentally than anybody. I am a very late bloomer. Really, I had children later in life and everything. They keep me young. But I'm in good physical condition, and I recently, with a broken leg, that I had a very badly broken leg skiing, and because of that, I've been taking excellent care of myself, more so than I ever have. Another thing, I don't care anything about food, not at all. I like to cook, and I like breakfast. I'm hungry in the morning, and I never eat any other time unless I'm hungry. I can't get an ounce of food down me. Unless I'm hungry. There's no such thing as me eating three times a day, but sometimes if I want, I'll eat five times a day. But I don't care about food.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your home in California
yes.
or New York?
Oh, definitely California for years. Beverly Hills, we live in Beverly Hills. We have a place in Palm Springs, and I have a condominium that won't stop in snowmass at Aspen. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves it up there. My mother loves it, and we go up there quite a bit. And the Palm Springs place, because my husband is a golf nut.
Left-handed, too.
Yeah, left-handed.
Hi, Lucy. Thanks for calling. Are you there?
Yes, I'd like to ask Miss Ball her feelings about playing the role name after Angela Lansbury. And I also understand Rex Reed's review was not quite up to par. Unfavorable. And I was wondering how she felt about his review of her performance.
Should I answer? Where is she?
She's on the
rafters. I haven't read his review. Just prior to the picture coming out, he wrote a very nice piece about me. We're friends. If he didn't like the picture, that's par for Rex Reed. But it's par for a lot of people that wouldn't like that type of picture, I suppose. But I really haven't read it. As a matter of fact, just 5 minutes before the show, I was asking if it had been out. And where'd you read it? They said that it was canceled or the paper didn't come out or something.
You heard about it.
Right, I haven't read it, but I'm sure it's incorrect because anything Miss Ball's in has to be good.
Yeah. Well, thank you, whoever you are. Thank you. Well, this you can't please the whole world, but I set out to please this type of audience, so actually Rex Reed doesn't fit too well into this type of audience, but he fits very well in my home, and I love being around him. I wouldn't miss him on a talk show, so I like him. I'm going to give him a good review anyway.
Great. Well, thank you very much for all the years of happiness you've given me and my family.
Thank you.
Thank you. She asked you about Angela.
Who did?
She did. She wanted to know if you had any feelings about...
I thought Angela should have done the picture. And I said that for several years, and Angela didn't want to do it. Angela was busy with her son in Ireland, who was very ill at the time, and she had been several years with it and kind of felt she'd had it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I know, except that I didn't think anyone in the world should do it but Angela. That's when I fell in love with it, when it became the musical with Angela.
Hi. Thanks for calling. Lucille Ball.
Hi. I'd like to ask you, Miss Ball, what has been the highest point in your life, and what do you feel has been the lowest point?
That may take all day. With any woman, you got to say the highest point in your life is when you have children. I don't know how you can top that. And with me, I waited 10 years, so it was really something. It was a miracle, you know. And the lowest point in my life? Oh, any failure like a divorce and a disruption of what you think should be marvelous and we should all be very grateful for, and it all goes, you know, to pieces, mm-hmm. That's got to be the lowest point, because it made me very ill and I didn't recover for a long time. So I guess that was the lowest point. I haven't had many low points in my life, though, that are really, really low. I come back very quickly. But I guess that was the lowest. Does that answer it? Where is she? Where is she?
Right. Who do you think is bigger than you? Woman.
What do you mean by that?
Well, more popular, more...
Who cares?
Well, that it does push it.
There are lots of ends and different divisions in our business, and how can you compare?
Well, except that...
I don't ever wonder who's bigger than I am,
no.
Or even on a par, or below, or there's room for all of us.
There are very few women, though, Lucy. There are very few.
Few women what?
Women, John Wayne goes on and on.
Well, he's bigger than I am.
Oh, yeah.
If you're talking about longevity,
yeah.
John and I have it tied up.
But what other...
And Jack Benny.
But Joan Crawford doesn't go on and on. That's the point.
Well, that's her problem.
Well, I don't mean to single her out. I'm just saying that it
well,
seems...
Well, a lot of people didn't go on and on because they didn't want to go on and on. They had other things in their lives. I have other things in my life, too, but I still like what I'm doing. But we did not get into television. Remember, television was a new medium when they were ready to retire or marry someone else or go someplace or do something. Theirs was an entirely different and much more glamorous business than the one I'm in. Mine was, I pioneered in television, mm-hmm. And I happened to dig it. I love it. And I was, as I say, I wanted to be tight. I got what I wanted. I love my work. And I have never felt a drag because of it, and that's why I'm still doing it. Mm-hmm. Not because of money, not because I haven't been opposed, not because I have been that well loved or anything. I just, I dig my work, and I know how to do it. I'm proud of that.
You sure do. Lucille Ball, back in a moment. We're back, talking about Desi here. Hi.
I'd like to know whatever happened to Vivian Vance and what she's doing now.
She's very happily married to a very large publisher man named John Dodds. They live in New York and North Salem, New York, and they travel a great deal. She's writing a book, and she's a very happy woman. She looks marvelous. We talk often.
Anybody else? Yes.
Yes, I've heard of that you were going to retire, and I wondered if... There was nothing to this.
I'm not going to retire. I have 6 years product backed up, and I'm going to do something else for this season, which is supposed to constitute a couple of specials and promoting Maine. But I'm not retiring. I have no intention. I wouldn't know what to do if I retired.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes.
I wonder if Lucy realizes that the reruns are on almost any time during the day.
And yes.
There must be enough reruns in the can to last a century.
There are. Three generations can turn me on with a water faucet.
She added she enjoys them very much.
And I have 6 years product still to go into rerun.
My favorite episode was when you worked in the candy factory. And
mine too. The first one that I really thought was a classic, and I loved it. I still love it. That and the great vat. Right. Being in that vat was like stepping in a bunch of eyeballs.
All I want to say is I want to commend you for your clean and your high caliber.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. We pay attention to that. We go for that. Appreciate it.
You know, I took my kids to a G picture the other day, and they said SOB in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
A G.
Mm-hmm. And I have a PG, and it's in that one, too.
Well, that's PG. That's a little bit more honest.
It was always inherent in Auntie Maine. There are three three lines that that were always there. So we left them in because this day and age, you know. But there was a big discussion about it. But some of the things you're seeing in theaters these days, you just get more tolerant and more tolerant and more tolerant. And it's just not so shocking, I guess. And children are being taught and hear things on the street and all over and in books. They can pick up anything on the newsstand and whatnot. So you'll hear that, and I guess nobody's going to faint from it.
I was wondering whatever became of your children's father. I never heard of
him. Well, he's around and he's working, and he's very well, thank you. He's working at Universal, where I work, as a matter of fact, very close. The kids see him a lot, and he has his place in Del Mar. He has his place in Baja. He has his horses, and he lives a very good life. He's a happy man, happily married, and... Does that answer your question?
I read where you are. You got fed up with excesses.
I always am fed up with excess. I'm forever packing large boxes for Goodwill and Salvation Army, and I do. I keep a truck that's running all the time. I do, honestly, to get rid of old clothes, but I never throw anything away. I give it away where it can be... recycled, reused, yeah. And we have, as I say, Salvation Army, Goodwill, we have the Orthopedic Hospital, we have Synanon, we have many places that need certain things, mm-hmm. even magazines and books and yeah. certainly clothes. And
Christmas must be hysterical around your place.
Around my place?
Well, I'm talking about presents and...
Well, I don't get that many presents. I take care of 500, 600, maybe 800 people at Christmas time myself, but we don't have that many coming into the house. Well, we have a company,
yeah.
and they have families, and as I say, at that time, I make a particular effort around our, of course, I think charity begins at home. By that, I mean in the community. I don't have to look to another foreign country, you know, to take care of. I know that we have poverty all over, but I try to take care of people in my community. Right close to home, and then I can know what's happening. I can take it there myself. I can see what's happening in the orphanages and the hospitals, and I know what's happening to my money and my gifts. I think it's a good idea in any community to go and visit and see and know their needs and fill them.
Let me get some folks on here. Hi, Lucille Ball, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good, go ahead.
Is your name Lucille Ball?
No, yours is, I think.
Oh.
I always thought you were a very beautiful woman, and I assume that your red hair is a trademark. But in your name picture with your dark wig, I thought you were absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Any chance of ever changing it?
Yeah.
Keep talking like that.
Yes, I'm thinking very, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think I read after the Chicago party that many of your friends even thought you were...
Yeah, I like the dark wig. I always have liked myself in dark wig. My own hair is just kind of mousy, at least the last time I saw it was, which was some time ago. But now, to cover up the gray and whatnot, now wouldn't be a bad idea to go dark, would it?
Well, you are a beautiful woman, and thank you, like the other lady, for many
thank
years.
Thank you.
Here we've got a picture of the, let me walk right in front of everybody here.
Yeah, so that's no hair there, that's a hat.
Gosh.
That's a cloche. You haven't got the one without the hat. It's a very, very, very tight little dark wig in the first scene, in the 29s, before the crash.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, Lucy. I'm just thrilled my call got through, and the reason I'm calling...
Is what?
Is because I'm from Jamestown, New York, and I just wanted to tell her that my neighbors are the Kratzits and the Blacks, who I've heard her mention on her phone or on her old TV program many, many times, and I feel just like I know her. And we have some home movies of her and Desi when they came to Jamestown in 1968.
Oh, that blizzardy February day.
Yeah, and
I like
I'd love her to see him if she could come over. But my family knows her, and our neighbors know her, and all my life I felt like I've known her.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Lucille Ball. Go right ahead.
Yes, I would like to ask Lucy if she and Desi are still in together with the Desi Lou Corporation, or has she bought him out, or just what's the story?
Oh, years ago, I bought him out. And I sold all three studios years ago. Gee, it must be 9, 10 years ago. I only have my one small company now, and we are stationed at Universal. We live at Universal and rent space there now, and it's, I'm very happy all that big business is off my shoulders.
Well, then you just produce then your own shows?
Or? Yes, just my own show.
Well, I just want to say that we think that you are wonderful.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I'm glad you called.
Anyone over here with a question? Jan, did I say yes?
I just want to know when you first started to want to do the picture and when did you finish it?
The picture, Maine?
Yeah.
Well, it's about 2 years ago now because it took several months for the script to get ready. And then when it was ready, I broke my leg and they waited a year and several months for me. And then I went into training for 3.5 months in a gym, kind of lived in a gym until I got the atrophied leg back. And then it took us 5 months to shoot. So it's about 2 years, besides all the preparation that they had put in before.
Is your voice dubbed in the movie?
No, no one could touch this. There's no way to, I had to do it. I'm not terribly good, but I had to do it because it's so hard to match my speaking voice.
Did you actually do the singing in there?
I had to.
Did you take a lesson for?
Lessons? No, you can't take lessons. No, there was nothing. They couldn't teach me anything because I'm too stupid. But it's just a matter of not having a great voice, but I still had to do the songs. And the Jerry Herman philosophy, you know, what the songs say, I felt was more important, and so did they. So we just stopped worrying about it and did it. Thank you.
I want to give you an example of...
I wish it had been better, but...
Oh.
Oh.
Terrific.
I
want to show you what I mean. Okay, we got that film clip? Okay, roll that. Here's Lucy really flaunting your body, my dear.
Even the ones I haven't met yet. Light the candle. Get the ice out. Roll the rug up. It's May. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. It's the time for making merry, and so I'm for making hay. Tune the grand up, dance your shoes off, strike the band up. It's too gay. While we may call the cops out, raise a rag,
We're with Lucy, and we'll be back in just a moment. Look at herself. You both put your hands up.
Well, if I have my shoes off, I do the lotus position, but I haven't got my shoes off.
Yeah. No problem at all. You, how much do you weigh?
132.
So you're what, about a 10?
Up 12.
Oh, I thought you looked at me like a...
No, I'm 12 here and 10 here.
Are you kidding me?
Why should I kid you?
12 on top and a 10 on the bottom?
Yeah. Is that dirty?
Well, I don't know. You have to go to two different stores to get one dress.
No, you don't.
Oh.
You take it in.
Oh, yes.
I've heard it said that you do not like to give nightclub engagements because you're kind of frightened by the large live crowds. Is
no,
this true?
No, not the crowds. I'm not a singer. I'm not a dancer, per se. I have to... but you don't go out and, you know, and read the telephone book. You have to have an act, and it's a nightly thing, and the voice won't hold. I have to do it. I can do satires in my own shows. My own show is done so quickly. It's from Monday to Thursday. It's over, and it's, it doesn't bother me. But to get an act together and do it for weeks or months someplace would be not good for me because I'm not good at it. Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering if you kept track of the little boy that played Little Ricky in I Love Lucy and what happened to him.
Very
I don't even remember his name.
Well, his name, his real name is Keith Thibodeau. And he's 22, 23 years old now. And he takes care of a family of seven, but not his own. His brothers and sisters and whatnot, and always has. Sensational little guy. Very close friend of my son's.
Yeah. Running out of time.
Have you ever wished you had a more private life?
Well, when they take off at you and print all the ugly pictures they can find, and yes, when they're mean, when they really try to hurt you, naturally.
Media people do that?
Pardon?
Why would someone...
Well,
what would motivate a person to do that? I don't understand.
That's why they sell magazines.
Oh.
Lucy.
They're not all Reader's Digest, you know.
Yes.
You said earlier you were a farm girl at heart. Were you really? And do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a brother who lives in Arizona. And I have what I call a sister. She's really a first cousin, but I call her a sister. She's my producer. And I'm a farm girl at heart, meaning I come from the suburbs of Jamestown yet. A suburb of that, and we always had a truck garden and chickens. We didn't have a cow. We had a pig that got to be a hog, and we cried every fall. We had to kill it. Oh, God. And I love New England. Anything about New England, I go out of my mind.
What's Desi Jr. doing now?
What?
Desi Jr., what's he doing?
He's coming out in a bus stop and or another, right on the Kennelly Circuit very shortly, this summer. He's getting ready for it now, and he's also doing a special right now, doing that in L.A.
Yeah. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
What will Gail Gordon be doing now that your series is up?
Well, he's waiting to see what we get together for the special because he knows I want him with me very much, no matter where I go or what I do. And he's resting and traveling with his wife. Yeah, he travels all the time in between, or he goes out to his Borrego Springs ranch and works very hard, builds fences, and has 6, 9 dogs, and has a wonderful life, and doesn't really care if he works, but if I'm going to work, he's ready.
Okay.
I love him very much. Thanks for asking about him.
Yes, I have a question. It seems like you're busy all the time and on the go. What do you do for relaxation? What do you like
so
to do?
So much that you wouldn't believe it. I just learned backgammon. I taught several people how to play. Now they're all beating me. And I love word games. And I've had to stop some of the, you know, tennis and golf and things like that because of the legs. I used to do those things. I still swim. I'm not riding right now either because of this. I ride a bicycle. But I do a lot of reading, playing games. I cook. When I go up north to the condominium, I cook for 17 or 20 and love it. And I do the dishes, too.
Do Did you film the dancing and Mame before or after you broke your leg?
Well, the whole picture was done after I broke
after,
my leg.
I see. All right.
Everything. We didn't start the picture until they had waited a year and 3-4 months
before
for me.
Started. I see.
Hi, Lucille Ball. Thanks for waiting. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you what a great comedian we think you are. And thank you for the many fantastic clean entertainment hours you've given my family and myself.
Thank you.
And that we're really going to miss you in the future, welcoming you into our home.
Well, thank you, but you're not even going to know that I'm gone.
Well, how long is your show going to run on TV?
I have reruns for the next 6 years. And you know something? This is the truth. For the last 3, 4, 5 years, and I have not been off 1 week, people have been coming up to me, like these people right here in the supermarkets and whatnot, and saying, why did you go off the air?
Well, we watch you every
week. Well, thank you, but I have nothing to worry about.
Well, good.
They didn't even know I was still on.
Well, we heard on the news where you weren't going to be on anymore.
Yeah.
They're not going to produce. They're going to film anymore, but they're...
No, I'm just going to have a little hiatus and not do that half-hour show.
Well, good.
Thanks for calling.
We're going to be happy to see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucille Ball, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to ask Lucy, are you ever planning on retiring? And if you do, what do you plan to do after you retire? What are you going to do to keep yourself busy?
I'm not planning on retiring.
You're not? I think that's great.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who else did I say? Someone I ignored? Yes, you'll stay.
Abundant energy and you don't like food, how in the world do you keep so...
Well, I don't mean that I don't eat some food. I just mean that I don't eat now I'm taking vitamins, yes, and some hormones because the doctors have, tried to build up my bone marrow. But I never did before. But I'm blessed with good health. And I eat all that I have to eat, and I don't eat a lot of sweets and wrong things. I don't live on soft drinks and junk at all. I'm not a muncher in between. I just don't like meat at night, but I can eat meat in the morning, and I can eat most anything in the morning, but I just don't care about food the rest of the day, that's all. I admit, I don't eat a well-balanced, what they call a well-balanced, but I can't help it. I just eat when I feel like it and what I feel like. If I start to not deny myself something, then I dream of it, and then I really want it. So I don't deny myself anything, but a bite is enough.
No, I just wanted to say that you seem so much that you enjoy life, and I'm so nervous.
That's okay. I am too. I know.
My mother just loved you, and she had a special way of saying it. And you say Lucia Ball, and she'd tell me during the day, what you said and what you did and everything. And I don't think it's an act that you enjoy life. You just seem to.
I really do. I love my work. You see, that's so important. It's very lucky, those of us that enjoy our work. Don't you think so?
No, it's, what's sad is the number of people who don't.
Yeah, and it's
too
bad, but
I'm afraid most people don't.
Well, no, I took a poll once, and I don't think that there are that many people doing,
that they don't want to do?
That they hate. Yeah. A lot of people don't want to stick their neck out and try or study for something beyond it.
Mm-hmm. When Desi was here, he is a thinking kid. He's, what's it all about and where are we? And I mean healthy questions. Mm-hmm. I don't mean spooky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do that? Introspection? And?
Well, I do it, but I haven't been quite as verbal about it as Desi has been lately. He has been asked a lot of questions, and he's very... able to answer them. He's
mm-hmm.
He's got it right there. He's right in the middle of it, you know.
Fascinating guest. We're with Lucille Ball, and we'll be back in just a moment. I wish you'd close my mouth, she said. I think that was a frame from the movie. Mame opening in your neighborhood theater, starring Lucille Ball, who an awful lot of nice things happened to you, and I know that it is rewarding for you to have people say how much they appreciate all that you've done.
That's why I'm here, to thank them.
Yeah, 23 years on television, can you imagine? All those scripts.
We pioneered. We still have the same writers. It's tougher on them. Thinking up new ideas. It is.
We'll look for you not only in Mame, but in specials, which I know will be smasheroo for television.
Those I worry about. Mame, I'm not.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy with. Thank
Is
you.
Is this some lady? Lucille Ball. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. On our next show, Dr. David Rubin talks about his new book, How to Get More Out of Sex Than You Ever Thought You Could. Join us. We'll be right back.